So anyway, so we did that. So out of that is coming this tension. So I've been many years in this tension of, this is awesome. I love church. I've been with Bill 34 years. This is all good. I love doing this. This is one of my favorite things to do. Dano's too. We love this. I love equipping people. But there's something inside of me that says, I'm supposed to be a prophet to kings, to leaders. Not because I said so, because I wouldn't even know what to do once I get in. I have no education at all. I don't even know how government works. And so I recently, this is probably 6 months ago or so, I felt like the Lord gave me this revelation. It may not be a revelation to you at all, so forgive me, but it is to me. It's new to me. And I started seeing different ways that prophets related to kings in the Old Testament. Now, you understand that we're in a new covenant. I'm just talking about the role they played. And so if you look at your notes in Genesis 41, and I'm not going to read all these things, but Genesis 41, verse 14 there, you have Joseph meets Pharaoh. And this is the prophets who are influencing they're influencing nations from the inside out. So Joseph meets Pharaoh. Joseph has a dream many years before that he's going to be a ruler. And Pharaoh has a dream. And Pharaoh has a dream of the seven fat calves and seven skinny calves. Remember this? You guys bored? You guys know what I'm talking about? Okay. And so they don't realize it at the time, Joseph and Pharaoh, but they are partners in destiny. Like if Joseph doesn't have a dream, Pharaoh dies in a famine. But if Pharaoh doesn't have a dream, Joseph dies in prison. So they're partners. If you will, the world and the church are partners. I understand all the theology you have against that. I have the same ones, but if you'll just follow me for a minute. That there's a partnership there. I'm not talking about worldliness, and now you would know that. You wouldn't be here if you thought I believe that. But there's a partnership. And so Pharaoh has a dream. Now, this is kind of amazing to me. Pharaoh has a dream about seven fat calves, and then seven skinny calves eat the seven fat calves. You remember that? This is a dream. This is a dream that is so profoundly significant that if he finds the answer to this dream, his nation is not just going to be saved, it's going to be the most prosperous nation in the history of the world at that time. If he doesn't find the answer to this dream, he's going to die in a famine. It is so interesting to me that God does not give that dream to Joseph. He gives the dream to Pharaoh, who doesn't know God. And my point is that I believe that Pharaoh is dreaming again. That God is giving Pharaoh's dreams.